Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Oh, we're back. A Victory Monday, the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Oh, a Victory Monday. I almost forgot what this feels like. Eagles win, 31-0. Ike, your thoughts?
Victory! Woo!
Oh, there we go.
My Eagles fly on the road to victory. Touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Woo! Well, you know,
I tell you.
That was a good one from you.
Yeah.
That was solid. It's been a month.
I mean, listen, I complain on the way in, and you cut the lights on, and I'm there.
Yes. You said, you're like, I don't know if we're going to do a big one today. And I said, really? And then you you let loose, man.
Yeah.
That was a big one.
That was a big one. Listen, that was a big win yesterday, 31-0.
Yep.
A shutout.
Yeah.
As a defensive guy, you got to be happy when you get an egg put up there on the board. I didn't even realize we shut somebody out in 2018. I thought we was going back to the 90s.
Who did we shut out in 2018?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think we had a shutout when I was playing here, so I didn't remember the last time the Eagles had a shutout. So they shut somebody out in 2018. Either way, that was a great defensive performance yesterday. Should be expected going up against two gloves, Pickett, and that offense. Are you kidding me? Pete Carroll, you ought to rethink this thing, man. Listen, I understand there's nice benefits here, and you're working on a Hall of Fame career. My goodness, you're getting your back beat in every weekend. Pause. When with this team. Now, let's get to the main course here, and that is the offense. That is the offense. And if we're talking about the offense, first of all, shout out to all the fans that got out there yesterday. I appreciate the no standing ovation. That was a topic of discussion. It actually was a topic of discourse for us on the pregame show.
Oh, yeah.
No one gave a damn standing ovation. I can appreciate that. They opened up the game with a 13-play drive over 8 minutes. How many third down conversions? Like 3 or 4 on that drive. I mean, they're dinking, they're dunking, they're hitting, they're swerving. They're all over the place. All over the place. They're running. That was a good game yesterday from Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, see, that's, Sprite, Fritz, that's the type of game that I'm talking about we need. If you noticed yesterday, all that magic, the magic they tried to pull out Monday night in Los Angeles with this, this great offense, great play designs, cross the middle, all that nonsense that everybody got excited about, even after 5 turnovers, they went back to the meat and potatoes yesterday. Meat and potatoes yesterday says stick with the running game, even if it's not working, and let Jalen work those hash marks to the numbers to the sideline. Big play to Devontae down the field. How many times did he hit Dallas Goedert out in the flats, outside the numbers? Even got A.J. right down the hash for his final touchdown. And he threw it with confidence yesterday. He threw the ball with confidence. I mean, he should have had four touchdown passes yesterday. Goedert should have had 3.
Yeah, Goedert dropped the one.
Yeah. He should have had 3 right there. So it was a perfect game. A perfect response, a typical Jalen Hurts response when there's a lot of chaos around his play and his standing with the team. We know the noise that was out there last week. We certainly contributed to it. Quite frankly, it was justified. You lose three games in a row and you're coming off five turnovers. I don't care how sensitive everyone else is out there about it. Anybody that's complaining about it is well within their right. So I don't apologize, or neither should any of you apologize, for being critical after Monday night's game. But I like what he came back and did yesterday. I like the fact they dialed the game plan back and got to being doing things that he's more comfortable with. I'm almost both feet back in the boat.
Oh, you're crazy.
I'm almost both feet back in the boat, Spike.
You are not
I'm
really.
Just saying. What Saturday night is a big game. On the road, a better opponent. If I see what I need to see Saturday night,
yeah,
we might be headed to Santa Clara.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
A vacation?
No, man. I'm just saying, man. If I see what I need to see Saturday night, we take care of business. You know we're beating Buffalo. You know that. You know we're going to Buffalo, and we're going to beat Buffalo in Buffalo. You know this. Jalen doesn't lose these type of games.
Okay.
We'll lose the Dak because he plays us twice a year. So we normally split.
Right.
Everybody else from an elite quarterback standpoint, Jalen usually outplays him. So on the road or at home, we just need to take care of business Saturday, and I'm both feet back in.
All right.
And that's both. B-O-A-F.
Yeah, I was going to ask if it ended up.
You got that, Fritz?
B-O-A-F. All right.
Both.
Cool. 215-592-9494.
By the way,
yeah,
the last shutout was the last game of the season against Washington.
Okay.
In 2018.
2018.
24-0.
Yeah.
And Ike, during your entire career, you did not have a shutout.
Yeah.
But in 2002, you had three games where you held the opposing team to just a field goal.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. That's not a shutout.
It basically counts.
That 02 team was a pretty good defense, man. I think we gave up 13 points a game that year. Just
wow.
Check.
Wow.
I played a little part in that.
That's right.
A little part. I say we a lot. That's
little.
Because I contributed some.
That's right. That's like me on this show.
All right. All right.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Come on, Spike.
Well, the good thing.
Get excited.
Give it up.
All right. Relax. The good thing about yesterday's game was there was certainly a version of yesterday's game where they win 17-9 or 20-12 and everybody is pissed off afterwards. 100%.
Sure.
So we didn't get that.
Yep.
We got an efficient game from the offense, a dominant game for the defense. They win 31-0. But like there seems to be a conversation going on that you're bordering on that they might be back.
Mm.
And everyone seems to think that they proved something yesterday. They didn't prove anything yesterday. Here's the lens you have to put things through. The lens that I always put things through when I'm thinking about, am I making the right judgment about what the Eagles are going to do? The lens I put it through is, what would we say if the Cowboys did this? What would we say if the Cowboys did this? And if the Cowboys went and beat the Las Vegas Raiders 31-0, and they bragged about it, and they thought, okay, we're back, we're challengers now, we would all laugh at them. What we played yesterday was the worst team in the NFL, who was coming West Coast to East Coast, a dome team playing in freezing cold weather where there was snow on the ground when they came to the game in the morning, who did not want to be out there. An offense that didn't want to compete, a defense that maybe had two players that wanted to compete. And yes, did they go in there and they took care of business and there's something to be said for that? Does it mean that they're maybe not going to crumble this year and that they are going to, you know, sort of run through the finish line at the end of the season? Sure, all of that stuff is true. But they didn't prove anything. Like, was it a nice Jalen game? Sure, it was a nice Jalen game. And I'm glad that he finally decided to run the ball, something I've been saying to do for 3 weeks. But, like, the only way that we can actually believe that this team has any potential to do anything this year is if we see more of it over the last 3 weeks of this season. Now, they go, they win all three games.
It's coming.
Maybe. They go, they win two games, and maybe the last game doesn't.
We might not need the
doesn't,
last
it, doesn't mean yeah. doesn't mean anything. Then maybe if they decidedly, because they're going into a Washington team. What's Washington? 3-10, whatever they are, that team is done for the year. They go and they beat Buffalo in Buffalo. That means something. But that game yesterday did not mean anything in terms of the conclusion that we should draw about what this team is going to. They still couldn't run the ball yesterday, which
well,
is something that we've seen. Well, they ran, what, 35 times for 120 yards?
Yeah.
You know, there was nothing. Look, did they go in and they beat a bad team the way they should beat a bad team? For sure. Does it mean anything about the trajectory of this team this season? I don't think it means anything.
One more win, both feet back in.
It was the worst team in the league. One more win against a 3-10 team.
That's momentum. It's on the road.
Sure.
We get two wins in a row. We got a big game coming up against Buffalo. I'm not going to get ahead of myself. I'm just saying I can see where this thing could sort of start to turn in the right direction. We had to go through a little bit of adversity. Listen, last year we started the season off with adversity, 2-2.
For
right?
Sure. Yes.
This year just came a little later. So we had a 3-game losing streak later in the season. So it's a different story being told, but we could still have the same results. This is still a championship-tested team with championship DNA that needs to get out of their own way. And what a win like yesterday does, more than us, Spike, quite honestly, it does a lot for them. They've been rolling around in muck for 3 weeks, blaming each other, pointing fingers, trying to figure it out. And yesterday it was a complete team effort. Everybody contributed. And it should show them what they're capable of doing when they play together and they're all on the same page.
I would agree it might mean something to them.
Yeah.
For sure. But when I look at, I still say to myself at the end of the day, what do I trust about this team on offense? And the answer is nothing. So could they change?
You gotta trust the quarterback. The coaches, I don't know what they did, but they said, you know what, let's go back to doing what we normally do. They stick to that game plan?
They played the Raiders. That's what they did. They played the Raiders. The amazing, just amazing move from the coaching staff to dial up the worst football team in the NFL to play on Sunday. What a turn of genius from Nick Sirianni.
Hey, they got Max Crosby over there.
They do. Yeah. That's one.
Devin White.
Dude, poor Max Crosby, by the way. You see his pregame speech?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, no one wants to see us in Philadelphia today.
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah, we do.
Yeah. There's plenty of people that want to see you in Philadelphia.
It's get right day.
All right. 215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles are back, or was that just the Raiders? Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Yeah, see.
Jordan.
Hey, man, I said I wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it, baby. We back.
We back.
Hey, listen.
This is so pathetic.
Hold on, listen. The Raiders just put up, 17-20 on the best defense Broncos last week? Did they not?
Who cares?
Who cares? They put up 20 points on the Broncos.
They really put up 10 points, and they got an, oh, by the way, touchdown at the end of the game. They put up 10 points.
Zero. Russell Westbrook number. We zipped them. You know what I'm saying? When was the last time we did? Listen, I ain't going to get carried away.
Hey, you're already carried away.
Listen, when I look at this team, the thing with me, I'm not afraid of none of these teams. And people, I get you going to say, ain't nobody afraid of us. That's cool. But I'm talking about my lens. I'm not afraid of these teams in the postseason. I'm like, I might be Santa Claus. Michael Parsons go down yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Devontae Adams go down with a hamstring yesterday. We get Lane Johnson back. We get Jalen Carter back. Hey, man, look. And I don't know if y'all noticed this. When Tank Bixby started toting that wire, all of a sudden Saquon knew how to run when he got back in the game. I don't know. All I know is all season we couldn't run. Put Tank in there, we picking up yards. Saquon come back, now he looking like a little bit like last year's Saquon. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said
motivation.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, this week, the Commanders, y'all know what it is. You know, Commanders, we got something for y'all. And then y'all know in 2 weeks, I ain't going to get carried away. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to get carried away. But the MVP, you got to see me, baby. The MVP, you got to see me. And then we were going to the 2 or 3 seed, and then whoever. I want the 49ers. I want the 49ers got to come to the league. You know what I'm saying? 49ers got you to come to the league. That's what I want. I'm looking
Can
at
Can I ask you something, Corey? Can I ask you something? Do you really believe all this, or are you just trying to prove you're the biggest Eagles fan in the land?
This is the thing. Y'all hyped this up, and I'm not even going to compare. This team don't look like the team last year. I get all that. But y'all, last year going to the playoffs, there's a lot of similar vibes. You was telling me about all these teams, the Lions I'm supposed to be afraid of, the Green Bay Packers, 14-win Vikings, all this. You the same guy in that same seat. Y'all had the old seats. Y'all ain't had a nice king chair yet. Y'all had the same seats. You was telling me all these guys I'm going to be afraid of. And all I know is when it got to the postseason, everybody thought it. When it comes to the postseason, though, no quarterback got more wins in the NFC than my guy. Okay, that's all I know. So your guy Stafford, all these other Jordan Love, when it come to winning in the postseason, none of those quarterbacks you got to see got more wins than my guy. And that's what I'm putting my faith in. You know what I'm saying? There's no fear.
God,
he's excited.
Oh my God. God, you make me so embarrassed.
I know, man. There's no fear when Jalen's here.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Corey. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. If Cowboys fans acted this way after a 31-0 victory over the Raiders, we would point and laugh at them. Like, it is a good win, but we all need to keep a little bit of perspective about who they played and who they have. You know, like, that's all. It's just it's a game against a bad team. It's a good game. It was a good game. It was a cautiously optimistic game, not a we're back game. That's the difference.
I agree, but it's more about how we looked and how we played and how they didn't overlook this team, and then you didn't go out there and get a sloppy win because you didn't show up and the Raiders just weren't good enough, so
three
somebody
penalties.
Had to win the game. Yeah, so you had three penalties. You didn't turn the ball over. You got a turnover with Zach Bond with his interception. So like it's the formula for success with this football team. And I'm telling you, the sooner everybody gets on the same page as far as we have to do enough to win as an offense. I was arguing with Hugh yesterday about this. He wants to push this agenda of the offense needs to play to a certain standard and certain expectations, and this is what they need to look like, and or it's not good enough. That stuff you do early in the season when there's still a lot of road ahead of you and you have room to improve. We are who we are right now, and we're going to win with this defense and making timely plays offensively and taking care of the football. And the great thing about the NFC this year, other than the Rams, I think that's enough to beat any of these teams.
Oh, sure.
I think that's enough to beat any of these teams. And if your defense shows up in that NFC championship game, then maybe you do enough offensively, whether it's here or whether it's in Los Angeles, you do enough offensively that you can win that game. I'm just saying the wins and the method of winning has to become comfortable for us. Meaning we just got to get the W's.
Well, and when you say us, it's got to become comfortable for them.
That's who I'm talking about as well.
Right.
That's who I'm talking about as well.
Like, I think what you're saying is like, I think, you know, 14 points or 17 points is not going to beat the Rams.
Sure.
But we're not going to face the Rams until the NFC Championship game anyway. So let's win the games we can win, and when we get there, we'll
Dan, if you got to add stuff to your offense and do something different, then that's what it is. But we got to get there.
Yeah, I
get there.
Now, the guy who was not happy with the wins to win has been getting the ball for the last 4 weeks and looked a little happier yesterday.
Oh, at the end, for sure.
At the end, for sure.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Well, it was close because we needed to get that in there as we might have had a different post game.
Right.
So,
might have. Yeah.
So we got that touchdown in there at the end.
And when Spike told me to quit, begged me to quit, I didn't quit.
What?
We closed out a parlay yesterday on that A.J. Brown touchdown.
Oh,
Spike. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Congratulations.
That's why he brought it
up. It's only been, what, 7 weeks since you won a bet?
Hey, only one deposit.
215. You keep saying that. It's obviously a lie.
No.
It's a lie, Jack. There's no way
I made one deposit. Take it down.
Especially when I hear about every one of your wins. And I've only heard about two wins.
Hey, tone it down.
You're just lying.
This is like when I talk to Walker in the morning.
Yeah.
I made three deposits on Thanksgiving.
Three?
Oh, well, okay. That's something we didn't hear about.
$10 $10 a piece.
Yeah.
But you know what? FanDuel missed me, and they gave me some free money.
Yeah, there it is. And I'm sure that won't work out in their favor.
It never does.
Yeah.
It never does.
I'm sure that'll just end up in barrels of cash for you.
You'll
be Scrooge McDuck swimming in gold,
that's
right?
That's just customer service,
right.
Mike. Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Did yesterday mean something, or is it just the Raiders? It was just the Raiders. This is what I ask you. Before you get ahead of yourself, I just ask you again.
ask yourself this question. If the Cowboys had done it, what would, and they were, their fans were excited about it, mm-hmm. what would your reaction be? That is the question I asked.
It's been 3 weeks, Mike.
It has been 3 weeks. We can be happy about
yes.
it. We can be happy about it.
We've been miserable for 3 weeks.
That's a good point. It's a good point. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we'll hear what Jalen had to say about the game right afterwards.
In a Yankees hat.
In a Yankees hat. Yeah, Jack will break that down. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, I'm super excited to tell you that one of my favorite events of the year is happening this Thursday. Yes, I'm talking about Men's Night at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Now, it's a night you just can't miss. I'm talking food, drinks, huge savings on merchandise, and the Mark's team helps you pick out the perfect holiday gift with no stress and no guessing. Guys, get yourself a gift too. Hey, yeah, you got to get something for the fellas. Guess who's going to be there? Hall of Famer Ray Dittinger will be on site signing and selling his updated version of the 2025 Eagles Encyclopedia. Again, that's Men's Night, December 18th, this Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. only at Mark's Jewelers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
/ rap singer.
Do you understand what Ike and I are saying about the mix, though?
Yeah, but it's the first two records.
Yeah.
It really is. It's the first two. Yeah.
I just think you need to work on your ear.
Yeah, but you gotta dig in the crates every once in a while. You gotta understand where this came from.
Right.
It wasn't always glossy.
Right.
All right. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
94?
You get your 232 pack. Yeah, had to be.
Seemed like 93 or 94.
Yeah, you know what? I was still
might have been earlier.
I was still in high school.
Yeah,
so
I was gonna say,
and I graduated
been
in 94. So
okay.
It might have been 92.
Okay.
Yeah. I was born in 94.
There you go. Who cares? We know. Nobody cares.
People forget that.
We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies and Pete's gift cards, the gift that always fits, always gets used. Find a retailer near you at chickiesandpete's.com. An interesting Twitter question today. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Which do you feel more today? Excited, Eagles are back, or meh, it's just the Raiders?
Yeah.
What do you think the poll is at?
The day after the game,
yeah,
I'm thinking people are excited the Eagles are back. Maybe not overwhelming, but it's got to be in the 60s somewhere. Let's go 63%.
54% meh, it's just the Raiders.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That actually is stunning. Now,
wow.
Just if let them listen to me for about 2 hours.
You'll flip them.
We'll switch it the other way. They'll hear me say, meh, it's the Raiders, and they'll go, you know what? We're back.
Yeah.
Yeah, 215.
Can't be on the same side of Spike.
No, absolutely not. 215-592-9494. Colin in Limerick, you're a WIP. What's up, Colin?
Spike?
Yes, yeah. Colin.
Hello?
Ike?
What's up, Colin?
At the game last night, it's been a while since I have called. I've had time to focus and think. My doc got me on some new medicines to calm me down a little bit, and so I'm not such a loud rager. But
okay.
It has given me time to think and reflect about this team. And I'm in the middle. Last week with the Chargers, I understood that the Chargers' offensive line is trash. This week, it was the Raiders, but it was nice, especially with being there. I get to one game a year, win it on a charity, like a silent auction. And it looked like I told the 15-year-old that... they looked like the same team as last year. But, again, it was the Raiders. And you're absolutely right. It looked like they didn't want to be there. by halftime. But it was still nice to see they didn't give up on the run game. Like, it just looked like last year.
You know what it reminded me of, Colin, now that you say that? So Embiid had 39 points on Friday night. And we did a podcast on So we did a podcast on Saturday morning, and like sometimes things are just nice to watch and they don't really mean anything. Right. So Joel having 39 was great. It was nice to watch. It was fun. I still don't believe he could stay healthy for a whole playoff run.
Right.
So I can, but it was nice to watch. So Colin, I sort of agree with you in that it's been so long since we saw an Eagles game that we all feel good about. It was nice to watch them play well, but I have trouble making any conclusion based on how they played because of who they played, if that makes any sense.
No, I agree. But the one thing is, like, if they would have lost, man, like, it snowballs. Losses snowballs, and it was getting – it had already gotten to that point. So for them to break what was going on and hopefully be able to build on it and get into the playoffs hot with some momentum, you never know, man. I mean, look, and hopefully we'll be blessed with having a healthy team throughout the rest of the year. And look, Davante Adams went down. Puka Nacua, who knows what happens with him? But he has injury issues all the time. It's the NFL. It's sports. Not just the NFL. It's sports, period. If you can get some momentum going into those playoffs and have health on your side, the team has shown. And my lot isn't the same. Landon Dickerson looks like he's playing on one leg. They need to be able to get healthy. The offensive line, they look tired. The defense for a couple games looked tired as well. If they can, there's a little bit of hope if they can build on this, get some momentum, guys, and go into this with some luck and some health, and you never know what can happen. It was a great game to go to. It's nice to talk to you guys. Yo, Ike.
Yes.
I guess you and Hugh were must have been talking. I was trying to say hi to you. Or whatever, but you guys, like,
yesterday?
Interrupt whatever. I mean, it's not like you guys don't see each other at work enough. You're talking like.
When were you trying to say hello?
Are you okay, Colin?
Yeah. Are you all right?
Yeah. So when you were at the game, you and Hugh were talking.
Where were we? Were we on the pregame stage? Were we on the field? What are you talking about? When?
Oh, well, I didn't know there was different things going on.
Well,
you didn't
I'm
have
around the guy
up,
for three damn hours. You think we sat in the same place? If you said, like, we ignored you, I mean, what
okay,
you said
okay.
We were talking.
All right, so we had just walked in the gate. So you guys, is that this pregame?
Bro. Okay. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Colin, I'm going to save Ike from this. Yeah. I'm going to say, where did you attempt to talk to them? Where were they standing?
They were standing, on a stage, like right.
Okay,
in the gate.
So
like
let me ask
concourse.
You something.
Encore.
You know what?
The pregame show.
Yeah, they were doing a pregame show.
Is that what you're talking about?
They were talking to each other because they were doing a radio show, Colin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's wild.
Why was that?
Colin needs to get off that medicine.
Yeah, was that hard? That wasn't that hard, was it?
He's like, well, you talk to him, so you see him every day. Why were you talking to Hugh? Because he was doing a radio show with him. He was doing a radio show, Colin. I couldn't let you be mean to him. Right. I was going to be mean to him.
Because clearly he wanted to say hello to you.
Yeah.
If I could, this is my advice for anyone who's listening who wants to say hello to Ike at an Eagles game. Do it when he's not doing the radio show.
Right.
Will be the actually is the best time to do it is when he's walking somewhere, when he's not on a stage right. with a microphone in front of him talking to one of his co-hosts. That would be the worst time to do it.
And you know, we get fans that literally try to talk to you while you're doing the show.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So I wasn't able to see from the broadcast. There was no standing ovation when the offense went onto the field.
No, I heard they didn't even announce Jalen's name.
Well, they announced the defense, I think.
Well, like when he was running on the field. Like usually they do something like they.
Oh, they announced the offense.
They announce the offense taking the field or something.
They announce a player's name?
I don't know. Yeah,
I don't think so.
I feel like they do. Huh. I don't know.
You mean as he's taking the field?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever paid attention.
It was funny because we talked about it. I didn't think there was much energy for it, so I figured it wasn't going to happen. But then on Saturday, there's all these like fan pages, all these Eagle fan pages, and it all none of them named us. But it all said Eagles fans are trying to get a standing ovation, and everyone in the comments seemed to be very positive about it. So I was thinking, maybe the standing O will happen. But then when nobody said it, I couldn't see on TV. When nobody said anything about it, I assumed it didn't happen.
You will be happy to know no one booed either yesterday.
Well, they didn't give him a chance.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. that's a very good way to keep him from booing. I'm going to ask Jordan about the potential standing O and booing. And I know he won't. He'll give me the stock answer. I know he'll say they're allowed to boo if they want to. I know. But I'm going to try to read his eyes to see what his answer would be. So it was one of those weeks for Jalen. We had one last year, and he played well in this game. Here is
We had one last year?
Well, we had one of those. We had the Pittsburgh
game.
Yeah. Here's what Jalen said after the game last night.
Everybody's watching. It just comes with it. And it hasn't changed. You know, I think everybody needs to remember where I come from and how I'm built. So I just want to lead in the right way, set the right example. Done the same thing since I went to the University of Alabama and, you know, everything that's been in front of me. So it's no different now.
Not quite it. Is that what y'all wanted to see?
It was the same thing, though. Everybody needs to remember who I am and how I'm built.
Yeah, it's where I come from.
Yeah. Wow. And you know what? As much as I honestly, I'm just being honest with everybody, as much as I roll my eyes when he says it, he earned the ability to say it. He did win Super Bowl MVP.
Right.
He did play well in the game. He was questioned all week. Whether it was a reality that he should be benched or not be benched, it was certainly a talking point for many because he was not playing well at all. And if he goes in there and he plays well, he certainly has earned the ability. Now, inside, rolling my eyes. Outside, I will say he has earned the ability to say, you know, to take some – To take a little bit of a victory lap in the.
Let me tell you, I actually thought about you too yesterday when he said that. I was like,
oh, really?
I was like, yeah, this ain't going to sit well with him.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, he played well. So he deserves to say it when he plays well.
Yeah.
And you know what? He could have been a lot. He's always even. Anything he does, whether it's positive or negative, in the after-game press conference, it's all within the Jalen zone. None of it is too negative when it's negative,
right.
And none of it is too showy when it's showy. It's all within the, you know, between 4 and 6 on a scale of 1 to 10.
That's true,
So can you be that upset with it? You really can't.
Right.
You know?
I tell you what, I heard that, and I know a lot of people will think, well, he's talking to you guys. He's talking to you, WIP. He's talking to you fans out there, this, that, and the other. I think he was kind of talking to people in the building. I think he was kind of letting people know in the building, you guys need to remember who I am and where I come from. Because a lot of this is about Jalen, you know, all the rumors and stuff, right?
Yeah.
About Jalen reluctant to change and reluctant to do this, and they want him to do a little more of that, and that sort of
not
thing.
Listening.
So, yeah, so his leadership is being questioned, as well as his style of play.
Yeah.
And whether or not he's putting it all online. So he's sort of like, some of y'all have forgotten how we got to where we're at. This is how I do things. This has been successful for me. You guys need to remember. You need to remember what it is that, I mean, listen – 10 months ago, he was hoisting a trophy.
Yeah.
Right? Like he was. He was on a parade float. He was at Disney World as the Super Bowl MVP. And I don't think the questions are coming just from the outside.
That's what I wanted to say.
I think questions are coming from the inside.
It is a little bit of the call is coming from inside the house in the horror movie. You know, is that...
Well, we're not the one leaking.
Stuff. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it was all coming from... Not all. A lot of it was coming from inside the building. Mm-hmm. Who it was coming from, who knows?
Don't know,
But it was going to enough different sources, all from with sources within the team, mm-hmm. to tell you that there were certainly people within that were questioning his ability to do what they needed to do. So I agree, it could certainly be at them. It's not, when we talk about all the people that reported it, we all think that they're reporters.
Which reporter didn't report it?
Like, right, yes, right.
I mean, Jeff McClain did a podcast. Like, yep. He reported it, and Kemsky reported something. Like, you had national guys reporting
D-Gun
stuff.
D-Gun
reporting stuff.
Yeah.
Diana Rossini. So a lot of this stuff was coming from somewhere, and it wasn't coming from here.
No. There's a big difference between us questioning whether he can do something and the team questioning whether mm-hmm. he can do something. And if I were him, I would take a lot more personal offense to the stuff coming from inside the team.
I think he does.
Than me.
Because he doesn't listen to us.
No. I don't think he cares.
No.
I don't think he cares. 215-592-9494. You know what I care about? I care about your windows.
Yep.
I care about your doors. Because quite frankly, it's cold as hell outside. And there's no way that with those old drafty windows, the cold air isn't coming inside your house. And particularly at night when you're trying to sleep, you hear those... You know, that air coming through your old drafty windows. Call Guida right now by the end of the month. Their big year-end sale is going on right now. How big, you ask me? 40% off every window, 40% off every door. That is 40% off every energy-efficient, triple-pane, expertly installed window. 40% off any door. It could be your garage door. It could be a front door. It could be a sliding patio door. Whatever it is, 40% off there. And Guida doesn't stop there. No. They let you start your project with no money down. They give you up to a year to pay it off with no interest. Amazing. This doesn't go forever. It's only going to go through December 31st. All prior sales are excluded. But as I say always, doesn't matter because this one is the best. Call 877-GO-GUIDA. Get all the details. Get yourself a free no-obligation in-home estimate. Or go to GoGuida.com. That's GoGuida.com.
I will say this.
Yes, sir.
Don't go out there and lose Saturday, though.
Well, that will change.
Yes.
You want everyone to say it was just the Raiders, then lose on Saturday.
Yeah, I was just saying for Jalen, he had your moment yesterday.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, we still got games to play.
They do. They
do. So you may shut some people up for a day.
Yes.
But they'll still be here waiting
and
the next game.
The interesting thing for the Eagles right now is that they're – their chance of getting the one seed is almost zero. Mm-hmm. Their chance of getting the two seed is more not likely than likely. Mm-hmm. So it seems like largely, and their magic number to win the division is only one at this point.
Yep.
So one win or one Cowboys loss. So I think it'll be an interesting final 3 weeks, especially if their playoff position gets locked early. Like if it gets locked on Saturday, you know, that they are, if enough happens that really locks them into the three seed, mm-hmm. those two games are still, I think, given how they've played this year, important games for them to play well. Regardless of what their playoff position is, because they're going to be at home.
Yeah, and you want to go into the postseason on a positive note.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Joe in Harleysville, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Have a good day.
Hi, Joe. This is Buzz. Yep. Hey, Joe.
Yeah. Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Joe?
What were you just doing?
I'm walking out of Lowe's. I'm in Kentucky.
Okay.
And the only thing I got yesterday was some good football games, and I missed the Eagles game.
All right. Well, then, Joe,
this is going to be a good take.
Yeah, Joe, you didn't even see the game. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead. No. But why not?
Spike, I have to agree with Spike.
Nice.
It's the Raiders. Yeah. That's why they won. It's the Eagles are a good team. I think they're a borderline excellent team with the talent they have. But there's a huge disconnect somewhere in there. And because the team is basically the same team we had last year, but something else is wrong that caused all this chaos. because that's what it looks like the last prior 3 weeks. It looked chaotic. Like, when was the last time the offensive line looked as bad as it did? Even with plug-ins. You know?
She didn't even watch the game. Wrong. It's tough.
No, there's nothing wrong.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Joe.
How's it feel with the guy that agreed with you?
Yeah, I can't have the first guy that agrees with me have not even seen the football game. Now, I give Joe a lot of credit. He's listening in Kentucky while he's shopping, decides to call, didn't even watch the Eagles game. That one's tough for me. I mean, I'm going to be honest. That's a tough look for me. I wonder if he mentioned that to Buzz. Buzz, did he mention that he didn't see the football game?
Did not mention it.
Okay, all right. Okay, that should be I guess it should be standard. I can't even blame Buzz for that one.
Or it's like
we assume when you call, you watch the game.
Yeah.
Or it's like when Herb calls sometimes for baseball, and he's like, "Yeah, I didn't see the game."
No. Yeah. Why would you?
Yeah.
Why? He's so busy.
Yeah.
He's so busy.
215-592-9494. Let's try Steve in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Steve?
Was good, Fritz.
Yes.
Mike.
Hey, Steve.
What up, Steve?
This is all about Ike trying to pipe up the fan because they played the Raiders. First of all, the Raiders can't even beat Villanova. So
that's not true.
Let's not even go there. But
did Villanova beat Tulsa State?
Come on, man.
Well, I mean, it was a close game the last time I was watching.
You're right.
Yeah, you didn't know Nova Raiders, was on Saturday, did you? See, Nova was in the playoffs Saturday. You didn't even watch the game.
Did you have money on the cash? Right?
I did not.
Okay.
The Raiders can't beat them, though. But listen.
Yeah.
This is all about Ike. It's not about Spike and Fritz. It's all about Ike. All right,
okay.
Ike.
Yes.
You watch all the games, right?
Of course.
So who's
twice.
So
I even rewatched it this morning. I rewatched it this morning.
Man.
All right. I'm not talking about the Eagles. I'm talking about what's the best division in football?
NFC West.
In the NFC.
NFC West.
Exactly. So you got a team, right, from Santa Clara that everybody's sleeping on. The
San Francisco?
Wait. Hold on, man. Let me get this out. All my friends are going to talk about this. You got a team from Santa Clara, right? The 49ers actually play in Santa Clara. 10-4 is quietly knocking teams down, right? Once Seattle knocked the Rams off, the 49ers might be the number one seed.
Nope.
So you don't think Seattle could beat the Rams?
I'm talking about the 49ers. And you're a Niners fan.
You're right.
Yeah, I know. So I'm talking about the Niners. Your Niners are a fraud team.
Are we a fraud?
Fraud team. Who have they beaten?
We beat the Rams.
NFC West opponent, right? A divisional opponent. Yep, divisional opponent. Yep. Who else?
Yeah, but
they had the easiest schedule. They had the easiest schedule coming into the season. Yeah.
No, you're right.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Didn't the Eagles have that same schedule last
year? Nope. Last year, maybe. Last year. Well, no, they couldn't have had it. They couldn't have had it the year before. They made the playoffs. So how do you get a last-place schedule?
No, the Eagles – no. This year, y'all had a hard schedule because y'all won a Super Bowl.
Well, in 2023, we made the playoffs still.
Super Bowl. Right. And we had that hard schedule with all the injuries. So when people complain about injuries, we lost our whole – Warner might come back. Bosa's out. Everybody out. He just got a bunch.
Steve, I don't really care. No, I don't really care. If the 49ers happen to make it across the country here for a playoff game, we're packing them up and sending them back to Santa Clara. That's what we're doing. Pack them up. Send them to Santa Clara. You know it. Brock Purdy's not coming in here and winning a game. What happened last time Brock Purdy came here?
We blown y'all out.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
He did.
I was talking about the NFC Championship.
In the playoffs.
I forgot about the regular season
game. No, not the playoffs.
I know. Now you're right. I misspoke there. I forgot about that game. I was thinking about the playoffs. I did. I forgot about all of 2023. I did. Yes.
Last question.
Yes.
People always talk about Sean McVay, but do people know that Sean McVay – it's under Shanahan's tree.
Yes.
Eggs. But people don't know that. I listen to the radio. They're talking about Sean McVay, the best coach out there.
Well, you can be part of somebody's tree and be a better coach than them.
Come on, Shanahan's a good coach.
He's not better than Shanahan, man.
Well, hold on. Sure, Andy Reid's better than Mike Holmgren.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can be.
Checkmate.
Yeah. Yeah. McVay could be part of the everybody thinks Shanahan's a good coach, for sure. Let me ask you this, Steve. Can I guess? Are you our age? That's the only way that somebody here could be a 49ers fan.
Yeah, I'm. Okay. And I watch a lot of Eagles football, and they stunk for all these years. And they finally went on a run. Last year was great.
So let me guess, you jumped on that.
Yeah. That was great. You know what I mean? But besides that, Ike teams, they had chances, but McNabb would choke.
Yep.
And Pence. Listen, if Donovan had this talent that Jalen won, they'd have won four in a row, guys.
Agreed.
What have the 49ers won? What have the 49ers won since 1994?
The last time he was one, I was 12, man.
I know. That's when you became a Niners fan. That's when you jumped on that bandwagon.
When Deion Sanders
went out there, you joined the team.
Yeah.
I know it.
You're right. Exactly right.
All right. Okay. I appreciate the call, Steve. Look, I'm going to need some A callers out there because we've had C-minus callers today, and that is being generous. I have one guy.
We started off with an A caller.
Corey was great. Corey is an A caller. Corey, don't be offended.
Although the beeps were back.
Yeah. And that's the second call in a row. Your phone's been beeping. We got to get past that. I thought we were past that. But since then, it's been guy who didn't see the game. Guy's a 49ers fan from West Philly for some reason. Here are two things. You got to be an Eagles fan, and also you have to have seen the game yesterday. Is there anybody there? Do we have anybody? All right. 215-592-9490. You're not allowed, excuse me, to make any declarations about yesterday's game unless you're an Eagles fan and you also saw the game. You have to have seen the football game. All right, coming up next.
We want you to put up a better fight.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because how's anybody supposed to fight you if you said you didn't see the game?
Well, I did have one slip up.
Yes.
I forgot about the 2023
game. He got you
game.
There. He got
I
you
just
there.
Completely forgot about it.
Yep. All right.
I put that out of my memory.
Coming up at Chickies and Peace tonight, 6 o'clock, there will be the Jordan Mailata Show. Then the Players Lounge is at 7 with Ike and Hugh and Elliot. And this week's guest is Cam Jurgens. 215-592-9494. So you back in, you feel better, or was that just the Raiders and you got to see more? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The holidays are here and playoff football is in the air. Now, whether you're celebrating with family or you're fired up for a festive tailgate, Dietz & Watson has everything that you need. Serve the official hot dog with the Philadelphia Eagles, plus delicious sausages, premium meats, and artisan cheeses to make any holiday spread shine. And for those busy holiday errands that you have to run, guess what? Grab some of those high-protein Dietz nuts, meat snacks, perfect on the go. Dietz & Watson premium meats and artisan cheeses proudly crafted since 1939. Visit DietzandWatson.com to find a retailer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.